6H. Listen to the story and answer the following questions in English. Take notes while listening. Dancing with the Enemy.
Jewish and Palestinian Israelis live side by side, but for years the two communities have been segregated. Now, world champion ballroom dancer Pierre Dulaine wants to bring their children together through the medium of dance. Mark Hines, our reporter in Jaffa, takes up the story.
Pierre Dulaine is a man with a mission. Back in 1948, his Irish-Palestinian family fled the city of Jaffa. Now this dance instructor has returned to his birthplace with a dream: to teach Jewish and Israeli Arab children to dance together. You might think this is an unlikely hope in a city where Jews and Arabs live in different neighborhoods and their children go to different schools. But Mr. Dulaine was undaunted. He was sure that Latin dance could build bridges between the two communities. Dancing together, he argued, develops mutual respect and cooperation. Having worked for decades in New York public schools, Mr. Dulaine was used to struggling with girls and boys who don't want to dance together. But in Jaffa, he faced a much tougher challenge. Many of his 11-year-old pupils refused to even touch their partners. Some kicked and spat at their fellow dancers. There was also opposition from parents who didn't want their children mixing with those of their sworn enemies. Dulaine admits that this was the hardest project he has ever taken on. But he knew from the outset what he was up against. In effect, he was asking these children to dance with the enemy. Nevertheless, he persevered. For 10 long weeks, the children of Israelis and Israeli Arabs worked together practicing their steps and polishing their routines. Over time, religious and cultural differences were set aside as students began to talk and even laugh together. By the time the final competition arrived, close friendships had developed between the two groups. Dulaine isn't surprised. He says that dancing with a partner forms a strong emotional connection. When you feel their reaction to your touch, your impression of them changes. By the end of the program, the Jewish and Palestinian children learned to see beyond the differences that had kept them apart. In short, to see one another as fellow human beings. It's a small step in a troubled part of the world, but it brings to mind the old saying, "Life may not be the party we hoped for, but while we're here, we should dance together."